Number 25 says that circumcision is indeed profitable if you keep the law.
如果犯律法，割礼对你就没有用了，你有割礼跟没有割礼一样。
But if you are the breaker of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision.
啊，反而没有受割礼的，但是他能够按照律法来行。虽然没有是割礼，也算是有割礼。
And if an uncircumcised man keeps the righteous requirements of the law, his uncircumcision will be counted as circumcision.
割礼是从亚伯拉罕的时代开始。
And the idea of circumcision starts from the time of Abraham.
记在创世纪的十七章。
So you quote in Genesis chapter 17.
因为神叫他说，你跟你的家人男丁统统要是割礼。
Because God commanded him that you and all the male in your household must be circumcised.
啊，所以这个割礼是旧约神的选民的一个记号。
And so circumcision is like a mark of God's people in the Old Testament.
亚伯拉罕的祖先如果男丁不受割礼就要剪除。
And the descendants of Abraham, if the male children were not circumcised, then they must be cast out.
有一些聚居的外邦人呐、啊，他们要归到犹太人，他们就要受割礼。
And if the Gentiles who lived in a foreign country, they want to become Jewish, they must undergo a circumcision.
分别为圣啊的一种记号。
And this is a sign of being sanctified, set apart.
那要紧的就是要除掉心理上的污秽。
But the important thing is to remove the filth in our hearts.
割礼在圣经里面是预表洗礼。
And in the Bible, circumcision symbolizes baptism.
所以在新约时代的选民呢、啊，就是要借着洗礼归入耶稣基督里面。啊、洗礼就是选民的记号。
So in the New Testament, the believers of Jesus Christ must undergo baptism, and this is a sign of
Christ. 归入基督教里面。
A sign of entering into Christ.
洗礼就是让我们分别为圣。
And the baptism will sanctify us.
因为我们罪救人跟主耶稣同死同埋葬同复活，成为一个新人。
Because the sin, our old man, will be buried and resurrected with Jesus.
所以在新约时代是。用洗礼啊，啊来除掉我们的污秽。
So in the New Testament, we go through baptism to remove the sins in our hearts.
所以犹太人他们有割礼啊，以这个为骄傲。
And so the Jews here boast of their circumcision.
但是他们没有真正啊守律法，除掉心里的污秽，所以有割礼也没有用。
But they did not use their hearts to remove the filth in their hearts, so their circumcision counts as nothing.
所以保罗说，外面做犹太人的不是真犹太人。
So Paul says that if you are outward Jewish, then you're not
true Christian. 外面是割礼的不是真割礼。
Outwardly circumcising yourself is not true
circumcision. 唯有里面做的，从内心里面来顺服神，按照神的旨意来行的，才是真犹太人，真割礼。
And only if you follow God's commandments from your heart, then you are true Jewish, then you are truly circumcised.
外表，而是从灵里面来做。
That it is not an outward of action, it's something that comes from within.
在第三章就说，既然这样，犹太人有什么用处呢？有什么好处呢？
So in chapter 3, it says, since this is the case, then what is good about being a Jew?
既然犹太人跟外邦人都一样啊，都是在罪中。
Since the Jewish and the Gentiles alike are in sin.
神为什么还要审犹太人？他们有什么用呢？
Then God, why does God still want the Jewish people? What good
is
good
are they? 凡事大有好处。
But here says everything is profitable.
因为神把他的圣言交托给他们。
Because God has given them his holy word.
所以神从古时候就借着众先知啊，把神的话语啊。启示给先知们，他们把神的话语就把它留下来。
So throughout history, God has inspired the prophets, and they have told the Jews, and they wrote all these things down.
所以旧约圣经啊，就是神透过犹太人对我们人类的启示。
So the books in the Old Testament were God's words that were spoken and were written by the Jewish.
当然，另外也有啊，比如说。人类的救赎主就是从犹大人出来。
And also the savior of mankind came from the seed of the Jewish.
因为救恩要出于犹太人。
Because salvation should come from the Jews.
所以这都是主着犹太人的一些优越的地方啊，这是跟外邦人没有办法比的地方。
And so this is the point where the Gentiles cannot match with the Jewish.
但是虽然犹太人有比别人优越的地方。但是他们没有办法改变神的公义。
But even though the Jews transcends the Gentiles in some ways, they're not able to refute the judgments of God.
所以我们看第三节，三章第三节。
Let's look at chapter 3, verse 3.
说即使有不信的，这有何妨呢？难道他们的不信就毁掉神的信吗？第四节。
Verse 4.
断乎不能，不如说神是真实的，人都是虚妄的。如经上所记，你责备人的时候显为公义，被人议论的时候可以得胜。这讲到说，虽然他们不信，有一些犹太人他们不信，难道会毁掉神的信吗？
Here says that even some of the Jews, they do not believe. Will this make the faithfulness of God without effect?
神跟亚伯拉罕跟以色列人有很多的约。
And God and Abraham and the Israelites, they have a lot of covenants.
应许把福分赐给他们。
And God promised to send blessings to them.
啊，但是因为他们不信神的约啊，会不会落空了？神会不会就毁掉跟他们的约了？
But they did not trust the covenants of God. They thought that God would destroy the covenant he had made.
但是说不会的。
Here says certainly not.
因为人虽然是虚妄的，但是神是真实的。
He says even though men are liars, but God is true.
提摩太后书第二章里面说啊，人往往是啊，人往往会失信呐、啊。我们跟你约好的，有时候就忘记了啊，有时候就不守约了。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2 says that men often lie and they do not keep their promises.
但是神永远是可信的，因为神不会违背自己。
But God, we can always trust because he will never go against his word.
所以神所立的约啊，不管多久啊，一定会实现的。
So all the covenants and promises that God had made, no matter how long ago, he will always keep them.
所以犹太人虽然有一部分人他们不信，所以被失掉了这个救恩。
And so some of the Jewish, they fail to believe, so they have lost this part in salvation.
所以在十一章的地方就讲到啊，将来这个救恩还是要回到犹太人的。
And in chapter 11, in the book of Romans, it later said that the salvation will come back to the Jewish.
因为神会纪念他跟亚伯拉罕所立的约。
Because God remembers the covenant he made with Abraham.
虽然最后犹太人说所得救的人呢、啊，好像余数。
Even though the number of the Jews that are saved seems to be very small.
虽然他们不信，但是他们不会像索多玛、俄摩拉一样的全部毁灭掉。
And even though they don't believe, they will not end up like Sodom and Gomorrah. They will not be completely destroyed.
神会为着他的约的缘故，为他们存留余种。
Now God will leave some for the sake of the covenant. He will leave some of them for the salvation.
所以这里讲到一句话说，神是真实的，人是虚妄的。
Verse 4 says that God is true, but every man is a liar.
那这个真实啊，就是指着实在的、永存的、永恒的意思。
So true means that he's real, he's everlasting, he's perpetual.
是完整的、不变的。
He's complete and he's never changed.
从时间来看，神是永恒存在的。
And from a time's perspective, God is everlasting.
啊，人是会改变的。
In man, we always change.
哦，从本质上来讲，神是完整的，但是人是有很多缺陷的。
And from the point of view of nature, God is complete. He's perfect, but we have lackings. We have imperfections.
神是真实的。
God is true.
又真又实的神，永远不改变的神。
He's true and living, and he will never change.
啊，是非常的完美的。
He's a very perfect God.
但是人就有很多很多的缺陷。
But man, we have a lot of weaknesses.
他说，好像经上所说啊，你责备人的时候显为公义，被人议论的时候就可以得胜。
And here says that though you may be justified in your words and may overcome when you are judged.
所以神不管是被人议论也好，啊，在责备人的时候，都能够显出他的公义来。
And so, no matter what God does, whenever we're in debate or whatever, God will show His righteousness.
所以人没有办法去议论神呐、啊。
So we're not able to debate about the words of God.
因为他是永远不会改变他的公义的。
Because God's righteousness will never change.
所以对不信的人呐、啊，神就给他们公义的审判。
And so for those who do not believe, God will give them a just judgment.
啊，对神的，对那些信主的人呐、啊，相信的人，神就因为他的公义来拯救他们。
And for those who believe, then God will save them by their justice, righteousness.
啊，到五节到第八节啊，这里有几个问题。
And from verse 5 to verse 8, there are some questions that are
mentioned. 保罗说，照人的常话说啊，这是一般人呐、啊，啊，常常会讲的一些议论的，其实有些是很不合逻辑的。
And here's Paul says that these are some common questions that people will ask, even if they may be illogical.
他说啊，第一个问题说啊，如果我们不义能够显出神的义，这怎么样呢？神发怒是他不义吗？
Verse 5 it says, If our unrighteousness demonstrates the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unjust who inflicts wrath?
我们因为不义，我们不好，反而能够彰显出说神的义、神的完美、神的真实。
That through our unrighteousness, we can demonstrate and glorify the righteousness of God.
那神怎么还向我们发怒呢？
And why is God still angry with us?
那是不是显出神的不义了？
Does this show that God is unrighteous?
其实啊，我们人的不义啊，没有办法显出神的义啊，
But,
因为神本来就是义。
But in reality, our unrighteousness will never demonstrate God's righteousness because God is righteous.
所以人的不义啊，只能够破坏神的创造、神的计划。
So our unrighteousness can only ruin God's creation, His plan.
所以当然会惹神发怒啊。
So of course we will inflict God's wrath.
再来说啊，若神。第八节第六节说啊，断乎不是，若是这样，神怎能审判世界呢？所以神发怒啊，不是因为他不义。
And so verse 6 it says certainly not, for then how will God judge the world? So when God is angry,
就是他发怒也是公义的。
That when God is angry, he is still righteous.
因为人的不义，所以他对那些不义的人呢，神的怒气就在他们的身上。
And so because man is unrighteous.Then God's wrath is because of their unrighteousness.
第七节说啊，如果神是真实的，因为我的虚谎，耶和华显出他的荣耀，为什么我还要受审判，好像罪人呢？啊，这个有点说啊，好像一个人啊诈欺啦，啊讲欺骗人，结果被法官审判。
In verse 7, it says, If the truth of God has increased through my light to his glory, why am I also judged as a sinner? So someone who has lied.
法官就定这个诈欺的人，这个欺骗的人啊，他有罪。
That a person said that he has a sin because he has lied.
所以这样就会显出说，哦，这个很法官啊，很公正，很怜悯。
And this will show that this judge is very righteous.
因为法官这样公正的判断就会让人呢、让社会上的人觉得说，我们不能够说谎话，因为说谎话会被定罪。
And through the just judgment of this judge, and the people will say that we cannot lie.
所以可以帮助消除社会上的一些虚假的事情。
And so through this, we can eliminate the lies in the society.
所以有的人就说啊，因为我本身啊，我好像一个牺牲者啊，我讲谎话啊，然后法官才判我罪，所以对法官的公义就显明了啊，对社会啊也会消除虚假，这对法官对社会都有帮助啊。
And so some people will say that I can serve as a scapegoat, that I can lie and then I can have this judge say that I have lied and this is bad, so that the whole society could be benefited because then they will say that the judge is just and not lie.
既然这样，我为什么还被定罪还受审判
？And these people will think then why am I still condemned.
所以这叫做歪理啊，这个不是真理。
So this is very
就是不合逻辑的一种。
Very illogical, very unreasonable.
再来第八节。
Verse 8.
为什么不说我们可以作恶以成善？这是诽谤我们人的人说我们有这话，这等人定罪是该当的了。这里有些人说啊，我们可以作恶啊。来显出神的善啊，显出神的义啊。
Here, some people say that we can do evil to show the goodness of God.
好像说啊，亚当因为犯罪了，所以神才开始有救赎的计划。
It's just like saying that since because Adam has sinned, then God will have his plan of salvation.
才显出神的救赎计划的伟大。
So we can show the greatness of his plan of salvation.
假如没有亚当的犯罪啊。神就没有办法显明他的那个救赎计划的伟大了。
And so without the sin of Adam, he's not able to be glorified through his plan.
所以因为他犯罪作恶，才显出神的善、神的义。
And so it was because of Adam's sin that God's name could be glorified.
好像说，因为犹大把耶稣卖掉了，耶稣才能够成人救恩啊， 所以犹大好像功臣一样。
And so these people may also say it's through Judas that his sin that the plan of salvation could be completed.
啊，或者是因为犹太人呐、啊，他们不接受救恩呐、啊。啊、所以这个恩典才会临到外邦人呢、啊。
Or that the Jewish, because they did not accept the truth, so that the Gentiles were able to receive the truth.
看起来好像说啊，因为他的不好啊，反而显出神的伟大，神的计划。
Seems like through someone's weaknesses or someone's evil that God's name could be glorified.
啊，所以他们说我们可以作恶来成善。
And so these people say we can do evil so that good may come.
但是我们要知道啊。不管人怎么做啊，神的主意是不改的。
But we must know that no matter what we do, God's plans will never change. His will will never change.
啊，所以你要选择行善或行恶啊，你有自由意志去选择，那你就要负责你行善行恶的结果。
And so you have the freedom of will to choose to do good or bad, so you must make your choices wisely.
神不必要我们去行恶来让他显出他的义行。
God's goodness does not need our evil deeds to be exemplified.、Exemplified.
所以这是保罗在这里论到一般人的一些讲法。
And so here Paul talks about what some people may question.
啊，所以从这里啊，我们就可以看到说，无论外邦人也好，犹太人也好。都被圈在罪恶里面。
So here we can see that whether you're a Jew or you're a Gentile, we're all circled in sin.
啊，主要的罪啊有几种。第三节讲的不信。
And there are several types of sins. The first is mentioned verse 3, which is unbelief.
啊，第五节讲的不义。
And 5, unrighteousness.
第七节讲的虚华。
And verse 7.Which is a liar.
啊，这是人的一般的罪恶的类型。
And this is this is the different categories of our sins.
我们再看第九节以下。
Look at verse 9.
九节以下是讲到罪的工作啊，罪的结果。
And verse 9 talks about the works and the results of sin.
啊，罪的一种破坏性。
The how it destroys.
犹太人跟希腊人都在罪恶之下。
That the Jewish and the Greeks are all under sin.
所以第十节说，好像经上所记啊，没有义人，
so,
连一个也没有。
So verse 10 says, there are none righteous, no, not one.
啊，这是人的本质上啊，已经破坏掉了。
It means that the human nature has already been destroyed.
我们知道，我们人本来是按照神的形象造的。
We know that we are created according to God's image.
有真理的仁义跟圣洁。
And we have purity, righteousness, and holiness.
所以神在造各样万物的时候造好了，神说看着是非常美好的。
So after God has created everything, he has said it is good.
那我们看到创世纪的第四章、第三章啊，以前啊，第三章以前都神造万物都讲美好，那到了第四章以后，第五章以后啊，罪恶、死亡啊，就领导世界。
So before Genesis chapter 3, everything God made were good, but after chapter 4 on, everything was sin and death.
主要就是第三章啊，人的犯罪。
So the turning point was chapter 3, which is the fall of man.
啊，所以人就失掉了神本来的形象。
So we have lost the original image of God.
啊，这是一种本质上的破坏。
And so we have destroyed our original nature.
啊，所以变成没有义人。
So there now,
连一个也没有。
That there are none righteous, no, not one.
传道书里面说啊，世界上啊，常常行义的人啊，实在找不到一个。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says that there is not one who constantly practices righteousness.
而十一节说啊，没有明白的。
In verse 11 says, none who understands.
那这是知识上、智慧上的破坏。
And so this is a destruction of wisdom and knowledge.
啊，本来借着我们的良心。犹太人借着律法可以认识神。
Because originally through our conscience and through the laws we can come to understand God.
对神所造的各样的万物啊，人能够了解。
Now we can understand God and His creation.
啊，但是因为人的罪啊，结果就被破坏掉了。
But because
没有明白，没有真正的属灵的知识啊，对神的所造的各样啊，人没有办法去了解他。
But because of our sins, all this is destroyed, and we cannot understand God or His will or the spiritual knowledge.
那保罗说啊，世界上智慧人在哪里呢？
So Paul asks, where are the wise men in the world?
以为自己有智慧的人很多啊，但是在神来看啊，都是愚拙的。
And many people think that they are wise, but in the eyes of God, they're all fools.
所以虽然人啊， 看不起神的救恩啊，以为是愚拙的。
So men have looked down on God's plan of salvation. They think it's foolish.
圣经里面说啊，神就是再愚拙啊，也比人聪明啊。
But the Bible says that no matter how foolish God gets, He's still wiser than a man.
虽然有时候属世上很聪明，但是属灵上啊，属灵的智慧失掉了。
So even though we may be wise in the world, in worldly knowledge, but in the spirit,
we're lost. 所以说没有明白的，就没有属灵的智慧了。
So he says that no one understands means they don't have spiritual wisdom.
没有人寻求神。
Then none who seeks after God.
我们人被造的时候啊，因为人带着肉体，有软弱。
So when we were created, we carry our fleshly bodies, so we are
weak. 我们生在一个家庭里面呢、啊，儿女就是要借着这个家庭的温暖，父母的呵护啊，然后才成长。
So when a child is born into a family through the care and the nourishment of the parents, they can grow.
所以儿女会靠父母，这是很自然的。
So it's very natural for the child to rely on his parents.
人要靠神，这也是应当的。
And so it should be very natural for a man to rely on God.
但是却没有人想要去寻求神。
But here it says none, no one wants to seek after God.
啊，虽然有些人在拜神啊，但是所追求的还是属物质上的、属肉体上的一些事情而已。
So even though people nowadays worship God, they seek after the materialistic world.
十二节
，verse 12，
都是偏离正路，变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
So they have all gone out of the way. They have together become unprofitable. There's no one that does good. No, not one.
我们人本来由神所造，由神所生。
So originally we were created and we were born by God.
是出于神呐、啊，我们要依靠他，也要归向他。
And we came from God and we rely on Him.
但圣经里面说啊，人出生以后啊，就跟神远离了。
But the Bible says that after we have been born, we have fallen away from God.
所以人的心里面、啊、就充满了很多很多的恶念。
And so in our hearts, we have a lot of evil desires.
啊，不晓得来依靠神，归向神。
And we do not know, we don't understand to come and rely on God.
所以偏离了正路啊。
So we have
不晓得平安的道路。
So we have gone astray.
这是方向上的偏差。
So this is the mistake in the direction.
啊，再来说、啊、变为无用，这是功能上、啊。
And here says, none that does good, so we have lost our functionality.
神造人啊，有他的目的。
There is a purpose for creating us.
就是要来荣耀神啊，造福人群。
Which is to glorify God and to edify men.
但是我们人却没有办法达到神真正造人的目的。
But we cannot meet the expectations of God who has created
us. 所以有的人啊，活在一生当中啊，真的活着没有什么真正的意义跟价值。
So a lot of people, we live in the world and we do not know the true meaning of living.
所以变得没有用了。
So we became no good.
啊，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
And there's not one that does good, no, not one.
一方面是不肯行善呐、啊，一方面也是无力行善。
Now on the one hand, we do not want to do good, but on the other hand, we're not able to do good.
所以因为我们是属肉体的，我们已经卖给罪了。
So we are now, even though we are of the flesh, we have sold ourselves to the flesh.
虽然有良心有律法。
So even though we have a conscience and we have the law.
啊、说知道怎么行啊，但是却想要去做什么，知道什么是善的，但是偏偏的善行行不出来。
And we know what is good, but we cannot do the good that we know to do.
啊，因为被罪辖制啊，所以无力行善。
Because we're bound by sin, we are unable and incapable of doing good.
啊，很多人呢不愿意行善，因为行善了以后觉得自己就吃亏了。
And so a lot of people refuse to do good because they think they have lacked something, they've lost something when in the process.
所以当然在人的标准来看哈、哦，好像世界上还有很多义人。
So in man's standards, there may seem to be many righteous people in the world.
像圣经里面也有记载，像挪亚是义人啊。
Like in the Bible, it says that Noah was a righteous man.
耶伯是义人啊。
Job is a righteous man.
但是，如果按人来看，比较上啊，他们是比较好的人呐、啊。
So comparable to other men, they are better than others.
从神的标准来看，是没有义人。
But in God's standards, there is not one righteous person.
以赛亚书64章里面说，人所行的各样的义呀、啊， 各样异形，再来在神来看都好像污秽的衣服一样。
In Isaiah 64, it says that no matter how good a person does, it is like filth in God's eyes.
人没有办法达到神所要求的义的标准。
Because we cannot meet the expectations of God.
所以诸义啊，所有的异形都好像污秽的衣服。
And so all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth.
所以说没有行善的，没有义人。
And here it says there's not one who does righteousness.
那就是本来有神的形象，应该是真理的仁义圣洁，行各样善事的，因为罪的缘故，都失掉了这些功能。
Originally we had the image of God, we had His holiness, righteousness, and purity, but now through sin we have lost this image.
啊，不只是这样，十三节开始讲到说，反而变成啊。一种不正常的状态。
And verse 13 says that now we have an abnormal.
人的言行上啊，已经跟神的标准啊偏差太多了。
That in our tongues, that we our words are too far from what God really wants us to say.
说他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，他们用舌头弄诡诈，嘴唇有诡舌的毒气。十四节。
Verse 14.
满口是咒骂苦毒啊。喉咙一张开啊，喷出来的都好像毒气一样。
So it says that people open their throat and it seems like they're spazzing poison.
啊，说好像敞开的那个坟墓呢。
That their throat is like an open tomb.
马太福音二十三章里面，主耶稣骂那些法利赛人，说他们那个混世的坟墓。
That in Matthew chapter 23, he said that the Jesus rebuked the Pharisees, saying that they're a whitewashed tomb.
啊。坟墓外表装饰得很漂亮。
That they have taken care of the outside of the tomb.
啊，但是把它一打开，里面是什么？死人的骨头。
But when you open the tomb, inside lay the body, the dead bones of a person.
啊，充满着臭气。
That there is has a bad smell to it.
所以呢，这里讲到说，人的那个嘴巴很不好。
And so here says that the man's mouth are very.
喉咙一张开啊，发出来的都是一些臭气。
That when they open their throats, all they exert is like bad smelling, bad smells.
啊，用舌头弄诡诈。
And that their tongues have practiced deceit.
本来我们神造我们的舌头是要来让我们能够说话沟通，啊，能够讲一些造就人、荣耀神的话。
So when God originally created the tongue, He wanted us to communicate with one another and edify one another.
啊，但是人却往往用舌头去弄诡诈，讲一些诡诈的话。
But we have often used our tongues to practice deceit and
to say. 啊，有时候讲的好很多好听的话，但是暗中啊掩藏着一些不法的事情。
And many times we may say some very good sounding words, but in our hearts are hidden in evil thoughts.
好像犹大来跟主耶稣抱着亲嘴啊。其实他心中就是要把他害死掉。
Just like Judas, he even though he kissed Jesus in his heart, he was to betray him.
好像亚哈王的王后耶洗别啊，啊，找来一些见证人，啊。
And just like Jezebel,
他把那个拿伯带到庭中。
She found some false witnesses, to speak against.
哦，他们得禁食发誓。
And they swore on their words.
啊，然后说，哦，亚拿伯。毁谤神，
and they said that,
毁谤神，毁谤王。
They said that Naboth had blasphemed against God and against the king.
啊，借着一些毁徒哦，啊，作假见证，然后就把他定罪，就把他用土石头打死掉。
So three scoundrels they convicted him of a sin and they threw stones on him and he died.
这就是用舌头弄诡诈了。表面上看起来好像哦讲得头头是道啊，但是其实里面呢、啊。是一些诡诈不法的行为。
So this is what it means to have a deceitful tongue. Is that even though you may sound very reasonable in your speech, but in your hearts are full of evil.
他说充满着那个毁舌的毒气。
That there are poisons of ass.
那这个毁舌大概长度是两尺到五尺。
And so an ass is about 2 to 5 feet.
啊，它会放出毒誓，啊，那个毒就会伤人。
That they will give out poison and this will harm a person.
真的，有的人嘴巴一张开啊，讲的话都会重伤别人。
That it's true that some people, when they open their mouths, every time they open their mouths, they'll hurt someone.
啊，满口都是咒骂苦毒。
All their mouths is just wickedness.
哦，所以不只是说那个好的功能没有了，反而变成很多很多不好的那一种功能出来。
And so it's not that they use their tongue wisely; they have.
这是嘴巴方面。
This is something about the mouth.
十五节呀。
Verse 15.
这是行动方面呢、啊。杀人流血，他们的脚飞跑。
This is talking about our actions, that their feet are swift to shed blood.
所经过的路啊，变形残害暴虐的事情。
Verse 16, destruction and misery are in their ways.
啊，平安的道路他们不知道。
Verse 17, the way of peace they have not known.
他们眼中啊不怕神。
Verse 18, there's no fear of God before their eyes.
啊，所以这是在行动上啊，啊飞跑到处行恶事。
So this is talking about our actions that we have fled to do evil.
啊，行动很快。
That we're very fast in our
actions. 啊，但是所做的都是一些恶事。
But everything we do, everything that is done is bad.
啊，他们的手啊，都是凶手啊，残暴杀人的手。
That they use their hand to murder other people.
我们的手本来是要来建设的。
Our hands were originally used to construct, to build things.
我们快跑啊，这是本来行动要迅速。啊、要做好事情的，但是反而去做一些坏事情啊，动作很快。
But our feet were supposed to be swift in doing good, but we have used them to be swift to shed blood.
啊，我们两只手、啊、变成到处破坏的手。
And so our hands have become hands of destruction.
其实啊，我们看到很多这样的事情。
And we see a lot of this happening.
所以有的人说啊，那个宾拉登啊，虽然很可怕、很可恶啊，
so、some people thought,
害死了很多人呐、啊。
So a lot of people think that Bin Laden is very ruthless.
啊，但是现在你看那个啊，大公司的执行长啊，说他们比 Bin Laden 还可恶好几倍。CEO 是吗？
Oh, and then some, but now people say that even the CEOs they seem to be worse than Bin Laden.
你看现在好多啊，都做假账啊，很多投资人呢、啊，啊都被害死了。
Many people have a been corrupted, they made false investments and stuff like that.
所以有的人讲说，那个 CEO 就是现在变成骂人的代名词了。
And so a lot of people say now CEO is like a word that you use to slander against another person.
所以不管是一般的人呐、啊，有时候上层社会的人也是一样，很多啊，行动上啊，啊作为上啊。啊、都是充满着罪恶诡诈的事情。
And so this applies to everybody, every common person that in their words and their actions, they may do evil.
我觉得说，这个末世道啊，啊这个罪恶的恶化相当快。
And I feel that in the latter days that evilness has spread really fast.
我们在学生的时代啊，那个时候如果说发生一件很重大的凶杀案件，哇，大家都觉得非常。不得了的事情嘛。
When I was a student, if a school says that they have some killings or some murders, then this is just unbelievable.
那你看现在啊，每天啊，有多少的凶杀案啊，一大堆啊。
But now you look around the society, there's so many of these events going on every day.
我在十几年前呢、啊，十一二年前的时候来美国。
And I came to the United States around 11 or 12 years ago.
那个时候国内飞机啊，你只要有票。他也不会对你身份证，你只要有票，你就可以上飞机。
That at that time, that just to fly on an airplane, all you need is your boarding pass. You don't need anything else.
所以我到了洛杉矶以后，买四张机票要去威尼斯。
And so when I came to Los Angeles, I bought four airplane tickets to go to Phoenix.
啊，后来因为我爸爸开刀，所以我太太孩子没有办法来，晚了一个月才来。
Because my father had surgery, so my wife and children could not come for another month.
所以他们那个威尼斯的机票就没有办法用。
And so the boarding pass was voided to go to Phoenix.
啊，后来有几个园林教会的弟兄啊，他们就用那几张票跟我一起到威尼斯去。
And so some of the brothers from Garden Grove they used these tickets to go with me to Phoenix.
因为那个时候根本不查的、啊，你只要有票，你就可以上飞机了。
Because at that time they don't even look on the boarding pass. As long as you have one, you can fly.
啊，但是没想到啊，才十年呢。
But now that I think of it, it's only been 10 years.
你看要上个飞机啊，检查多么严格。
Now to go on an airplane, they will search you very carefully.
还要你的 ID 啊，还要问话。
They need to match you with an ID, and they'll question you.
啊，有的人呐、啊，还要叫他脱鞋子脱下来。
And some people had to remove their shoes.
才十年呐、啊，恶化这么快。
It's only been 10 years, and things have already changed this much.
这真是可怕哈、
哦。This is very scary.
啊，以后再下去不知道要怎么办。
We don't know what's going to happen in the future.
我们再看，接下来看哈、哦。
Let's continue to study.
啊，因为。罪很多啊，哈、哦、啊，罪怎么解决？
And so because there are so many sins, how do we take, what do we do about the sins?
因为神把众人都这样圈在罪里面。
Because everyone is encircled in these
sins. 他没有办法借着律法让人来得到称义。
And through law, we cannot be justified.
所以21-23节以下就是讲到解决罪的办法就是因信称义。
So from verse 23 says the, how to solve this problem of sin is to be justified by faith.
看二十三节。
Verse 23.
如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。22节。
Verse 22.
啊，就是神的义，因为信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人。并没有分别。23节。
Verse 23.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。24节。
Verse 24.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因为耶稣基督的救赎，就白白称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭司，凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。
25.
因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先祖所犯的罪。好。这里讲到解决罪的方法就是借着神的义。
Here says that to solve the problem of sin we must use God's righteousness.
啊，人没有办法靠自己行义啦，啊，所以就靠着神为我们预备耶稣基督，啊，来救赎我们，来让我们得到称义。
Because the problem can't be solved by our man's righteousness, so God has to use Jesus as a solution.
所以神的义啊，就是耶稣基督的救赎工作。
And so the righteousness of God is the salvation of Jesus Christ.
啊，借着不义的来代替我们，借着义的来代替我们不义的。
So through His righteousness, He can cover our unrighteousness.
啊，借着没有罪的来代替我们的罪。
And through His sinlessness, He can cover our sins.
啊，就是让神的公义跟慈爱啊，能够坚固。
And so this can establish God's justice and His love.
虽然人是神造的，但是神不会因为人有罪把它当作无罪的。
So even though we are God's creation, we are with sin, and God cannot deny that.
所以神为着爱人呢，就是要有这个救赎的功。
And so because God loves us, He loves man, He must come up with this plan of salvation.
啊，像一个故事说啊，古时候希腊有一个国王。
So there's a story that goes that in the Greek, Grecian times, there was a king.
他颁布了一个法律，说违背这个律法的，要把他两个眼睛挖掉。
He says, and that he made this law that if someone has gone against this law, their eyes must be plucked out.
但没想到啊，第一个犯法就是王子。
But unfortunately, the first person to commit this sin was his prince, was his son.
所以国王就很伤脑筋呢。
So
怎么办呢？
So the king did not know what to do.
如果因为王子的缘故啊，没有处罚他，啊，百姓会认为说你这个王不公义。
That if because this is the prince and you do not punish him, then the people will think that he is unjust.
啊，所以这个王啊，为着要显示他的公义，所以他一定要处刑。
And so the king, in order to show his justice, he must execute.
啊，因为这是他的儿子，他为了显明他的爱。
But this is also his son, so he has his love inside him.
所以这个王后来就决定说啊，把他的儿子一个眼睛挖下来，啊，自己一个眼睛挖下来。
So the king later decided that he would pluck one eye of his son out and the other out of his own.
当然这是故事啊。
Of course, this is a story.
这让我们知道说啊，这样公义啊才能够得到维持，公义慈爱才能坚固。
But this shows us how love and justice could be.
啊，这个王他才可以有。他才可以有权威来治理国家。
Now the king can have authority to rule over his nation.
所以神也是一样啊，为着维护他的公义跟慈爱。
And so this is also what God is like. He needs to observe his uphold his righteousness.
所以才亲自为我们预备救恩呐，借着耶稣基督来为我们赎罪。
So he personally established the plan of salvation.
25节说啊，设立耶稣基督做挽回祭。
In verse 25, he said Jesus to be a propitiation.
挽回祭啊，有施恩啊，避罪的意思。
That this means that he will give grace and to forgive sins.
因为借着这个献祭啊，来挽回神的怒气。
Because the sacrifice can redeem God's wrath.
借着献祭把这个罪啊把它遮盖起来。
So through a sacrifice, he'll cover our sins.
啊，这个祭当然古时候是用牛羊的血。
And in the Old Testament, they used the blood of the lamb or cattle.
所以祭司啊，常常都要为百姓献祭赎罪。
And so the priests often had to offer sacrifices for the sin of the people.
把那个血倒在祭坛上。
And they pour the blood on the altar.
把血拿到至圣所里面呐、啊。把它撒在那个施恩座上面。
And they'll take the blood to the Holy of Holies and spread it on the mercy seat.
啊，因为看到这个血呀、啊，所以神的恩典就临到人。
And so seeing this blood, then God's grace, His mercy will come upon
people. 啊，因为这个血呀、啊，所以满足了神的公义跟慈爱，所以神在耶柜上面，神跟人交通，神跟人说话。
So through this blood, God's mercy, His justice and love is fulfilled, so He can once again talk to
him. 所以这个血啊，是预表耶稣基督的血。
And so this blood represents Jesus Christ.
所以借助他的救赎，让我们能够跟神和好。
And so through His redemption, man and God,
因为我们一切的罪过啊，主耶稣的宝血把我们遮盖掉了。
Because His blood has covered our multitude of sins.
这是主耶稣救恩的完成。
And this is the completion of God's salvation.
啊，然后我们怎么来领受神的救恩呢？就是借着人的信。
So how do we receive God's salvation? Is through our faith, our belief.
所以我们相信呢、啊，我们就能够接受救恩呢、啊。
So if we believe, we can receive the salvation.
啊，最后讲到说啊，难道神主做犹太人的神，不也做外邦人的神吗
？In the last part of this chapter says that is God.Only the God of the Jews, not the Gentiles.
三十节说啊，神既然是一位啊，所以他要因为信称那受割礼的人为义，也要因为信称那未受割礼的人为义。
Verse 30, since God is also only one, He will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith.
所以不论受割礼不受割礼啊，都要因信来得到称义。
So whether you're circumcised or uncircumcised, you'll be justified by faith.
啊，对犹太人也好，他们行律法。光行律法没有办法得称义，一定要信耶稣。
And so do, it's the same for the Jews that they must be.
Sorry, 啊，对外邦人来讲，没有受割礼，他是靠良心也不完全，也一定要信耶稣。
And this is also true for the Gentiles that they can not only use their conscience to believe in Jesus.
所以借着信呢、啊，不管是受割礼的，不受割礼的，这样能够得到称义。
And so through faith, whether you're circumcised or not, you could be made righteous.
啊，最后一节也说啊，那我们是因为信就废掉神的律法吗
？Verse 31 says that can we void the law through faith?
说不可以，反而把律法守得更完全。
Says that we cannot, we will establish the law.
更要坚固律法。
And we will solidify this law.
所以这个律法包括道德律、礼仪律跟卫生律了。
And so this law includes morality.
道德律、礼仪、礼仪
，what ceremonial and
啊，还有一个是卫生律、洁净的条例、卫生
sanitary
律法，包括这三方面。
And these are the three aspects of the law.
主耶稣说：“我来到世界不是要废掉律法。”
Jesus said that I did not come to the world to rid the law.
天地都废掉了，我律法一点律法都不会。
That the heavens and the earth will pass away, but my words will remain.
啊，都要成全。
And they will be fulfilled.
啊，所以这个律法都成全在主耶稣基督的十字架上了。
And so all this is fulfilled on the cross.
所以我们现在虽然不按照字句在守啊，但是我要守得更完全，守他的精义。
But here, even though we don't follow the letter of the law, we must observe the spirit of the law.
所以我们不要废掉律法，而是要更坚固律法。
So we must not rid the law, we must fortify the law.
那所以我们要照神的道来行，那圣灵帮助我们，我们说的比旧约更完全。
So we must follow the law of the Lord and establish.